Andrew, and Joey. I have two brothers, Eli and Christian. Christian is my brother that's in Oregon right now. He is in the Coast Guard, which that's pretty cool.
He's your favorite brother, right?
At times. But I live in Roxbury, but I used to...
Go Gales!
Yeah!
Go Gales!
Yeah!
Go Gales!
Okay, guys. That's a great day to be a Gale. But I used to live in Opakong, okay? I used to live in Opakong. And I was really... I loved living in Opakong. Not saying that I don't like living in Roxbury, but... When I was in fifth grade, I moved to Roxbury, and like my whole life changed when I moved from Opakong to Roxbury. I had all my friends like basically disappear in my life. I had school got like really harder in my life too, because I'm not trying to be mean to Opakong, but. Sorry. But Roxbury was much more difficult, okay? But I was not expecting that much of a change for being so young, and I just wasn't expecting to have like my whole life change because of just moving. Literally like 2 minutes away and I'm in a different town. And then like years after that, I also like still didn't really like being in Roxbury, but well, I like being in Roxbury, but it wasn't the same because I didn't have like my closest friends. Like I didn't have just what I was used to. And I feel like that was what I wanted, but I think God had like a different plan in store for me. And then right when I moved to Opakong, I was also doing basketball. Or right when I moved from Opakong, I was also doing basketball still with the team. And it was, we were not very good, but that didn't really matter to me because I was still playing with my friends. Amen. But I remember this one practice that we had. His, one of my friends at the time, his name was Danny Dykstra. And sorry, Danny, not you, but you're still my friend. But we had a practice and we were just scrimmaging. And then after the practice, he gave me one of these like toys that he got from school, from like elementary school. And he gave it to me and he was like, "Luke, I wanted you to like take this because I know how much like you're missing it here," and it brought me so much like joy seeing that he gave me this like silly toy that was not, I didn't really want it to be honest, but it was like so cool that he gave me that toy, and it showed that they were still thinking of me and that they still cared for me and they still love me there. And later on I also do like street hockey there. I don't know if you guys know what street hockey is, but you just play hockey on the street. And all of my friends in Opakong also did like street hockey there. And one friend specifically, Patrick Comifer, that I've been friends with my whole life, he, I got to like grow a bigger connection with him too. And he showed me what like it really meant to be like loved at like a young age, even just being like so like fifth, sixth grade. And I got to like grow in my relationship with like Gio, who is also one of my Opakong friends, and a kid named Brandon, who's also one of my Opakong friends that I'm still like friends with today. So I think it's cool that in the midst of all like the suffering I had from like moving to Roxbury and having like bad grades for like a whole year, having or not really knowing anyone in like as much as I did with like my Opakong friends, I still got like to have my connection with them again after like just moving, and I thought that was really cool that God had that in store for me when I wasn't even expecting it. One verse from Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I think that this like correlates with that like completely, because I did not want to like move, and when I did, it was like stressful for me, as even just like being like a like young kid too. I did not know what was gonna happen next. I didn't really want to go to Roxbury at all. There's like some nights that, or some days that I was like crying because I didn't even want to go to school in Roxbury, and God still showed that He cared for me and loved me in a way. Danny?
What grade were you
in? When I moved, I was in fifth grade. But I would say that I didn't like grow like a bigger connection with my Opakong friends until like sixth grade. So like it took like a year and a half or so. The next story that I have is during COVID. During COVID, I was in seventh grade, and as for all of you guys too, like your whole lives changed too when COVID happened. I couldn't talk to anyone. I didn't have a connection with anyone, and during that time, I also like fell into like a lot of sin too in my life, and I like didn't become angry with God, but it was more being like angry at myself because I didn't want to disappoint God in any way. And just like sin with like pride and thinking that, or just wanting like things for myself that I really shouldn't have like wanted. And I think God like pointed me in that direction because now I'm completely like changed, and I also after COVID, I had like a like good connection with a lot of my friends that I got to talk to and just like live life with them, and they showed me what it meant to be loved by God, and it felt very like special to me too. And one verse that I think correlates with that too, Revelation. I know this one's a little bit scary, but I read this during COVID, I think when I was in eighth grade. So a little bit after that, but I read it, and then it really like set my mind to focus more on God. And I was like, it made me like fear God in a way, but it also made me like want to live for God instead of myself. And it's Revelation 3:15-16. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, either hot nor cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Which, that's a pretty deep verse to read as like an eighth grader. And I think that God was speaking to me like directly, because when I read my Bible in eighth grade, I didn't really know, I know how to read my Bible, but I didn't really read it like consistently. And I pretty much, whenever I read my Bible, to be honest, I like flipped my page to like a random page and then just read a couple verses. But I read that verse and that like jumped out at me, and I was like really scared because I knew I hadn't been living my life the way God like teaches, and that was really scary for me. And to be honest, I'm like, although it was really scary for me in that point, I'm also really happy that that did happen, because if that didn't happen, then I honestly don't know where I would be. And I thank God like for that, for like loving me too and giving me the opportunity to follow him. My third story, my last story, I shared this story like a couple times, but it was my sophomore year, and it was when my friend had passed away. But I think in ways it also was very, it made me grow in my faith too, because although it was like a really bad situation and I still like struggle with this, like I wonder why things happen in this situation, but I also have to understand that things are outside of my control too. Basically what happened was my friend in the middle of the night got shot by his dad, and then he pulled the gun on himself and shot his mom too, which being a sophomore in high school too, also young, I did not know how to act either, because I had been told that his dad was this really great guy, and I didn't know him in like as a best friend, but I was definitely like close with him. And I remember walking into English class and just seeing like his empty seat, and in that moment I like immediately broke down in tears, and I didn't know what like the rest of the day was gonna look like. I didn't know what the rest of the year was gonna look like. I still feel like crazy like missing him too, and I think about him like consistently every single day too. But I think that in the midst of this like really difficult situation, my friends all like grew really closer together because of this. And I think God was like working in this moment too. And he, I believe that AV is in a better place today. And I still don't even know what the situation was on like what happened really. And I still struggle with that too, because I would like to know what happened like between him and his parents, but him and his dad, but I also have to know that it's in God's hands too. And I think that God has a plan for everyone, and AV lifted up like the room every single time that he walked in there, and he is missed by so many people, and he showed me what it means to be loved too. And a verse that spoke out to me too when I read this was John 11:35. It says Jesus wept, and I think Jesus relates to us really well too, because Jesus came down and he knew what it was like to be a human and have his close friend die too in Lazarus. And Jesus is so amazing, and he lived a life that no one could ever live, and He is why I'm here today, and he is why we're all here today, worshiping him. All right. I'm going to pray. I can pray. Okay.
Thanks, man. Let me pray for Luke, and then we'll move on to our next thing, all right? God, thank you so much for Luke and his story, that you created him in your image and that you know him more than anyone knows him. You know him even more than he knows himself. God, we thank you just for the opportunity to hear from Luke. And maybe there's parts of his story that we connected with, that we felt resonated with us, that we're like, you know what, that's me too. That was me in fifth grade. Or that was me in high school or seventh grade. God, we thank you that through other people's stories, you remind us, one, that we're not alone, and also just being able to hear from Luke and how you have been good and faithful to him in the midst of scary things and hard things. It's encouraging to us and a reminder to us that you are good and faithful to us, even in the middle of scary and hard and discouraging things. So we thank you just for this opportunity. We thank you for Luke. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We're going to